All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a couple moments once the numbers stabilize. And I'm hearing that some Brave Newbies caps are tackled, so that's tragic. What a pity. All right, I'm going to take an eyeball at this train wreck real fast before I get started here. I want to see how what sort of dumbassery these guys have gotten themselves stuck in. It's funny because one of the things I had a point of talking about here today involved pappies killing pappies and how we like to see it. All right. So as soon as we have some idea, if somebody actually knows the numbers, put them in Elysium, of how many dreads Brave has on the field there and stands to lose, I think we're all interested in the gossip of what the butcher's bill there might be. At least, how much is an intro, or however the fuck you say that, even worth in the year of our Lord 2021 with the cap prices being what they were? One of the reasons why I went on that fucking rant on the meta show about CCP what the fuck capitals is because in one of my space meetings prior to the meta show, I was informed that the build cost of a Wyvern is 95 billion ISK at the moment. So, you know, things have changed and CCB has kind of fucked up a lot of this stuff. So yeah, seriously, guys, no shit. Because like one of the things CCB doesn't take into account is the actual price of building at each step along the way and these additive costs stacking up. So apparently, according to Goonmi, the price of a Wyvern to build it in the year of our Lord 2021 as of yesterday is fucking 95B. And that ain't right. So yeah, shit's pretty crazy. Shit is pretty crazy. So if somebody can like napkin math the, if it's like 20 mil ISK for that, wow. All right. One of the topics, like I said, one of the topics I had listed at the fireside today involved Pappy still being Pappy under the table and how we want to encourage Pappies killing Pappies because they're all still Pappy under the table. And here they are showing it for us. I didn't expect the fireside to begin with us all just kind of, you know, like watching a football game, commenting on Brave getting their asses kicked across the galaxy. But we'll get into some herf and blurf here in a second once the carnival ride is finished crashing. Does anybody know who PL is shooting there? Is PL looking with Brave or shooting them? All right. Who fucking knows anymore? All right. Let's go ahead and get started on the line by line. We can pick up the pieces of the pointing and the laughing at the dumbasses as the consequences of their actions come back to haunt them in a little bit. So first thing I want to start with, abrupt gear shift, but there's this is something that we have been waiting to be able to turn back on for a year and a half now. I'm going to talk about AltCorps, and it's going to be brief, and I can actually make it interesting. Because if you guys remember, one of the reasons why we turned off letting people have AltCorps was that the early part of the war, back in July of 2020, the bad guys had a AltCorp. It was one of Pittsburgh's old AltCorps, and they decided that they were going to be cool kids and try to drop like 20 fucking structures. I don't even remember their Asbels or Retarios or whatever the fuck they were, but they tried to drop 20 structures. We caught it in time. Only two of them actually managed to anchor, and then we destroyed them. So a huge opportunity to put Citadels in our space and really fuck us over was neutralized. And that is the danger of an uncontrolled AltCorp system, and that is why we have now taken the time, both through the war and now after the war, to do some policy stuff and figure out what the fuck is the best way to handle this. And I'm pleased to report that we can finally close this loop, and that you guys are going to be able to do AltCorp things again, that we are announcing, and that's been reviewed by everybody that needs to review these things. So let's making sure I got the right link here. Sorry, guys. Yep, that's the right link. How do you change the join part messages if you're using Pigeon? You want to use the plugin settings. You can alter or remove that in the plugins under Pigeon. Okay, AltCorp stuff is handled. Now we're going to move on to something involving dead pappies. So one of the things I'd like people to do is let's just go ahead and take a look at this. I have another link to awkwardly try to show everybody. I'm a big fan of this this page, and I'm a big fan of similar pages that also show lost mails for capital ships. One of the things that we have learned and now have proof for, it's not just me saying it herf style because it sounds like a good demagogic style herf. It's the literal goddamn truth, and most of you who were on the op the other day killing that Satio saw it with your own fucking eyes. You blow up a fire Satio, and what pops out? a horde Rorqual that steals the core and scampers off. Because Pappy's gonna Pappy. These guys are all around the galaxy, and they might not think of themselves as being Pappy. They might not rationally recognize that they are still Pappy, but in their actions, which is what we pay attention to, and not their words, because their words are usually lies and don't fucking matter. Half the time, these guys are lying to themselves, so they believe they're telling the truth, but whatever the fuck. That's a very common human problem. We all fall afoul of it. The point is, they still have ACL access to each other's citadels. They are still working together strategically. The rest of the fucking galaxy is still the enemy of the Imperium. When I see the fact that, you know, it costs 95 fucking billion ISK now to build a Wyvern, and I know in my heart, even though the enemy may not acknowledge it in theirs, that given the slightest opportunity, they're all going to do what they do every few years and drop what they're doing and blew up and come at us again, but bigger somehow. I don't know how they're going to get more puppies next time, but, you know, they take the thing and they scale it up. But, you know, we're in a world now where a Wyvern costs 95 billion ISK, and people are sitting around and going, Jesus Christ, like, when is CCP going to unfuck scarcity? Maybe things are going to be fine and, like, whatever. Surely these people will unfuck things. And I don't really want to depend on that. I have never depended upon CCP doing the right thing in a timely fashion. I have always depended upon them taking about 6 months to finally getting around to doing the thing that everybody agreed needed to be fixed 6 months prior. So instead of going like, oh, CCP is totally going to fix scarcity, I'm looking at a universe, the big Galactus board here, where nobody's making capital ships because CCP fucked it. And so all of the shit that's happening, like right now, Brave Newbie's capital ships are eating shit. And that makes me happy because those are fucking Pappy ships getting blown up. And they can't make more. And they can't make more. I debated talking about this with you guys, but I think it's really like, oh my god, big secret or anything, is you have to remember the rest of the game is still your fucking enemy. They didn't choose to lose. They tried their hardest to fucking annihilate us, to exterminate us from Eve. And now we're in a scenario where CCB has fucked the supply chain for a while now, and I trust in CCB keeping it fucked up for a while, because that's CCP. That's how they do. And so I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, cool, great. Every time we see Pappies fighting Pappies, we should fucking break out the popcorn and cheer. The more that these people kill each other, the better, because at the end of the day, there is now a limit. At least until CCP fixes it, there are a finite number of bad guy capital ships in this internet spaceship galaxy. A finite number. And as long as we, you know, we're still going to be using ours because we're not little dick bitches. But really like to see lots more bad guy caps dying than ours. And we want to encourage that wherever possible. We want to cheer on enemies. Like if we have an clap for two sides that are killing each other and good fights, pubbies, like whatever, like just fucking rile them up. Get them killing each other. It's good for the game. The PCU is going up. And also, there's still all of our fucking enemies, and nobody can build capital ships anymore. So the more that these fucks kill each other, we should just do whatever we can, I think, to encourage these motherfuckers to get their hands dirty with each other's blood. Because it might be 2 years, it might be 5 years. At the end of the day, they're all still fucking Pappy. And so let us encourage them to shed some Pappy blood. As much as we can, you know, just keep that in mind. Maybe we don't have to encourage it too much. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to band together the entire galaxy and come attack us for saying that they should play the video game and maybe shoot each other instead of being a blue donut? Maybe some of them will even stop being Pappies. Maybe some of them will genuinely learn how to hate each other and play the game in a way that doesn't involve trying to be Elf Boy's landlord easy mode paradise idea, whatever, that was almost killing Eve. But I just want us all to, and from a strategic perspective, looking at the grand chessboard, every time a Pappy Cap dies, it is good for us. When Pappy Caps shoot other Pappy Caps, that is the best for us. And when you see these losses across the board, keep in mind that right now nobody can build capital ships because nobody's going to fucking build a Wyvern for 95 billion ISK. So until CCP unfucks things, because it's CCP, probably might be 6 months or more, right? We just need to keep this in mind that it's great when pappies shed pappy blood. So I don't know how we would encourage that necessarily. We should have. We should try to cheer these guys on. We should try to make them feel like they're cool guys for killing each other because they. I want them to kill each other. Fuck them. They're the bad guys. Fuck them. All right. So speaking of the bad guys and fucking the bad guys over, we have another Keepstarter kill, gentlemen, ladies, and gentlemen. I've been very happy about the power projection we've been doing because it is important for us to reach out across the galaxy and punish those that have sinned against Mother Delph. We are going to be destroying a test keep star on Tuesday. It's going to be a little bit after midnight Eve time, closer to like 1 o'clock Eve time on Tuesday. I should say on Wednesday, but it's Tuesday. Somewhere in the 2300 to midnight Eve Tuesday, we're going to form up and we're going to go blow this thing up. And we're going to see if any dumb motherfuckers want to get in our way. Right? This is a hull timer. We are destroying a test keep star in oh shit. Be there. I've appreciated the turnout that we've gotten on the Sotillo kills. I appreciate the turnout we've gotten on the reinforcement ops. The kill, I should say. There's only one Sotillo kill yet. And broadly speaking, this is going to be part of our deterrence policy. I talked about this on the meta show yesterday. We've mentioned this actually before. This is just a going forward thing, is when the Imperium deploys to fuck over test, because test is next, we're going to blow up a test keep star, the rest of the galaxy has a choice. They do not have to turn up to defend test. They, if they choose to turn up to defend test, we're going to go, okay, this group of fucking pappies decided to take time out of their schedule to come defend a test alliance. Please ignore our keep star when we are seeking justice for their sins against Mother Delph. So what do we do about that? What we do about it is we basically make a note in their file, and then we find an XL structure of theirs to fucking destroy that's within our tantrum radius, and then we go out and we make a statement. We make a statement by destroying their shit. I don't give a fuck what the pappies say. It's just content. I want to turn it up, and you know, we're just looking for good fights. They're fucking pappies. Anyone that turns up to defend a fucking test keep star is a fucking pappy. All right? And there must be consequences for that, or they're just going to do the same shit they've always done. We're not actually a blue donut. Oh, no, we just like good fights. Why are you so mean, goons? Why do you take things so seriously? Why are you me? Just insert nerd sniveling here. Fuck these people. And, you know, if I was going to be too herfy, you know, one of the challenges of, quote, peacetime, unquote, is, you know, you gotta keep people interested in playing the video game. You gotta shoot some shit. You gotta do some stuff. You need to become the crisis and become an awakened empire. That's my jam. I'm into that. But I didn't expect this fucking Sotillo to have a horde fucking Rourke wall pop out of it and steal the core and peace out. It's one thing to say that, you know, look, guys, in 5 years, these guys are all going to be back at us and they're still the same group and they're all still working together. It's another thing to, you know, it's one thing to say that. It's another thing to have them fucking do that right in front of Godman and the entire goddamn Imperium Supercapital fleet. Right? It kind of makes this bit easy because it does what it says on the tin. They're still all ACL'd up. They still want to help each other out. And they still want all of you to not be playing the game with your friends. It's just that they fucking lost, and they're hoping that we forget it while being so fucking stupid that they're going to remind us of the whole thing by doing shit like what they did on that Sotillo. So stay mad. But keep the mad, I think, to ourselves, because at this point, we want to encourage these people to kill each other. The ones that turn up on the Keepstar ops or anything, if we're prosecuting a purge against test or something, we'll fucking mark them. We'll put a note on their file. We will find something of theirs to purge in retaliation for that. Every time that they turn up to one of our ops when we're trying to go after test, we will slate something of theirs for destruction. And if this turns them all just immediately blobbing up again and picking another war, we'll own them again. Fuck these people. Remember, they are your enemies. They will never stop being your enemies. It's great when your enemies kill each other, and we should fucking encourage that. But at the end, either against Test or against somebody that decided they want to be a proud little fucking pappy. Consequences are important. These are not just structure ops. These are a statement of this is what happens when you fuck with the Imperium, and this is what happens when you ally with people that fuck with the Imperium. We are delivering consequences and sending a message. And so it is on us on Tuesday to make sure that we don't fuck this shit up. Because we're not Billy. We're not Pappy. We are sending a huge fucking blob of go fuck yourself across the galaxy to offensively blow up Keepstars. Ooh, scary. We're not going to be weak about this. We're doing it the right way. But that means we need people to turn up. And when we call a reprisal off and we say we are delivering consequences, I need you guys to turn up so that we can make sure we deliver those consequences. So Tuesday, see you there. Fuck this oh shit thing. Excuse me. Woo. All right. I want to take some questions. That's it in terms of the big bullet point things. When is the timer on Tuesday? The timer is a little bit after it's like 0040 or 040 Eve on like 9:29 Wednesday. So we're going to be forming depending on what you guys do. I don't want to like nail us down on a specific form up time, because if we start seeing signs that all the pappies want to maybe flash form together and be pappies together again, then we're going to hell form earlier and we are going to skull fuck these people. But if it looks like they're going to stay quiet like they should, then, you know, whatever. So somewhere after the 2300 range on Tuesday, look for pings, eyes on. But we're gonna blow up this fucking Keepstar and anything dumb enough to try to defend it. Questions about an Ermalan move up. I actually didn't talk to the SEs before the fireside. That might be a possibility. Let me confer with people about that. It's been a bit since we did an asset safety op, because I think we had a form up right after last week's fireside. But I'm saying this live out loud. If somebody in the FC team can get to me, we will know before I'm done perfing my blurfs. Let's see. Let me take some questions here. Are we getting updates on FC for ISK with regard to payouts? I believe that the finance team had come to a, like, God, the after victory bureaucracy stuff is rough, guys. Like, this Saturday's Illumi meeting was wonderful because it was one of the first times that we had pretty much cleared out, like, the moon stuff. The alt-core policy is decided, and I did see a note from Angry that there have been discussions in figuring out the FC thing and various other payouts. So I know that there has been a loop that has been closed. Don't know what that it is for you yet, but there has been progress made on that specific issue. Thank you for asking the question. Is there an area of industry that needs attention from you guys as members? There's a bunch of different stuff. Probably one of the biggest ones, again, is trigger units. We can't really produce them locally because they are I think angel rats give the thing that we need. There was another one, the broadcast nodes from last week. There's a P4 PI that we really need. Yes, it was broadcast nodes. Thank you. I'm glad I remembered that correctly. There are some guides about PI that are getting linked. Please do that. Also, another thing, a shout out here, the GEZ program has been a tremendous success. I want to give Kunmi and everyone who was involved in that, like I saw Kazanier dropping structures. It's one of those things where I want to give shout outs for the GEZ system, but so many people have touched that are not just Kunmi that I'm afraid I don't know everybody who I want to give. But basically, everyone who has touched the GEZ system and project and implemented it as rapidly, as efficiently, and as successfully as, like, I'm blown away by it. It's great. Thank you guys so much. That shit rules. That is some big level empire shit. Okay. Another question. Let's see. A couple questions about, like, industry or things that people can do. I think those have mostly been answered. If it isn't a specific thing, the main thing is for you to just find your groove. One of the things that I'm a big believer in when it comes to trying to sort out who should do what job where is, if you find something that somebody truly loves and they're doing their thing because they're into it and they're basically, like, if you find yourself regularly in a flow state doing a particular type of industry, like, we will probably benefit more as an organization if you find your groove and then just become good at that and then offer the benefits of you finding your groove to the greater good, right? So I don't like to get too specific about it, because especially this is a process that a lot of people, when they're asking questions like that, they're starting from a point of, can I get some direction on it? And I understand that throwing it back in your face and saying, like, you're going to have to find what you want to do, that's actually an important part of the process. I would suggest if you where to start, go through the recruitment center and just look around. Go through the forums and in the PVE sections, read the guides and see if something naturally interests you. See, just try stuff until you find something that you blink and 3 hours go by. That's always the sign of being in a flow state. If you're like, I lost track of time doing the thing, it's Stellaris or Civilization, and just one more turn, the sun is rising. That's a flow state. You're all gamers. You know how this works. So what I would suggest in general for finding ways to help the tribe with industry or other things, if you don't know where to start, explore the forums, see what other people are doing, and find what naturally puts you in a flow state. And that is most likely to be something that is worth exploring as a interest. And if you're having somebody who is doing industry and they go into a flow state because they really love doing industry, that's going to be a much more effective industrialist than me, who does not want to do that, trying to fight through to do the process because it's for a greater good. I'm just not going to be as good at it, and my talents are going to be better spent, you know, herfing blurfs on a fireside than trying to build a Forzar. So you just got to find your group, basically what I'm saying. Okay, so not today on Armalan. We will be doing one next week. That is the answer on the asset safety op. So next week, we'll be doing an Armalan asset safety op after the fireside. Thank you for getting back to me on that, Sniper. Yeah, and fundamentally speaking, that is really the truth in general, is if you find your groove in life, in space, in whatever, if you find the thing that you really enjoy doing and you systematize it, you're like, okay, well, I'm just going to have to, here's a new area of non-expertise, here's an area of ignorance, here's all the different stuff that people do. We'll just start going through the list of things that people do and see what grabs you and give it a go. And that's really just all there is to it in pretty much every aspect of life. All right. I'm going to go ahead and not take us into preacher territory or life advice territory, because what I really want you guys to keep in mind at the end of the fireside here is I want this fucking test Keepstar dead. It's in curse. We're going to have to travel. It's the whole timer. It's Tuesday night. We're going to go there. We're going to blow it up. I'll see you guys there. And I'm really curious to see how many dumb motherfuckers, how many dumb eager pappies want to turn up and tell us that they ain't pappies. And that they're just doing it for content, and that we shouldn't take it seriously, and we shouldn't be mad and go, we're living rent-free in your head, says people that are renting an Outer Passage. I think this is just hilarious on a whole number of levels, and I'm excited for the purges and the consequences that we will be delivering in the future. Thank you all for coming today. We will be having another fireside at the exact same time next Sunday, and let's get back out there.